At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Interview with a Vidpire, Episode 5. Thank you all for stopping by and listening to my voice and just me rambling for a couple of minutes. It's very cool to hear from all of you guys, and I got a bunch of questions ready, so let's get into it. From at Lady Spookaria, what is your favorite mythological creature and why? Oh, dude, it's got to be dragons, man. That's definitely got to be my favorite. They're just, you know, out there flying, floating around and stuff. They can catch things on fire. That's just so cool. But yeah, I think it's probably going to be some dragons, dude. That's awesome. And also the idea of hoarding treasure and that kind of stuff is very dope, man. Yeah, definitely dragons, dude. Dragons are awesome. I want a little pet dragon. That'd be really cool, man. I could have a little one on my shoulder hanging out like a parrot, but like more vicious. From John Cousins, 3521. Do you put your music on Spotify? Yes, sir, I do. I put my music on Spotify, and it's going to be, my new EP is going to be out on Spotify very soon. So whenever it is released, it will be available on Spotify and on my second channel, and just, you know, it'll be out there. So it'll definitely be around for you guys to listen to, although from somewhere else aside from just YouTube. Yeah, thanks for the question. Let's see, from AJ Strokes 4760. Hello, V22. I was wondering if you still write poetry. I know you've mentioned that you used to, but if you do still write poems, I'd love to see and support them as well. Or has storytelling overcome that passion for you? Just curious. Poetry can be a beautiful and intriguing glimpse into another's mind. I dig that. Anyway, love and support as always, Mr. Beautiful Voice Man. So, storytelling has definitely taken over that passion for me, as well as a few other things that I do on the side as well. Poetry was kind of a really something to get me through some really bad times. And it really helped me out to express myself instead of, you know, doing other destructive habits. So it was very helpful for me in that sense. But after I got into a better headspace and lifestyle and all that other stuff, then I was much better and I didn't really see a need. But I used to a while back. I do have a video that's available, with all my poetry in it. So that's fun. I think it does have kind of a glimpse into some of the stuff that I did or some of the things I was just going through. So yeah, it's very, it was very good and it served its purpose, but now I narrate and do some other stuff for my passion. Thank you for asking. From at Lady Spookaria, who's your favorite employee? She says as one of my employees, I don't have a favorite employee, there's no bias, no favoritism, because that's just how it is. You guys are all there for different purposes, for different reasons, and help my channel in a whole bunch of different ways. You have your own tasks, and you help me out equally. So, there's no favorites, there's no biases, there's none of that shit. From at Claptimus Cheeks. Sorry. from Claptimus Cheeks 3180. Hey, Vid. Thanks for always making my graveyard shift more enjoyable, bro. My daughter, Blair, will be turning 3 on the 27th this month. If possible, a happy birthday from you would be awesome and cute. Yeah, so sadly, it is past the 27th, but I will say a happy birthday, Blair. Your dad seems pretty cool. Yeah, hope you have a great birthday, and I hope it's not too late. Happy belated birthday, I'll put it like that. Yeah. From Tanvigupta 7835, what is your favorite coffee, and how on earth do you treat migraines with coffee? Serious question, when are we getting the next vampire episode? I guess my favorite coffee is just like black coffee with a little bit of creamer. That's about it. It's just I make my own coffee from home, like, you know, coffee grounds and all that stuff. So, I mean, I guess it's just that. Or maybe if I have a choice, then lattes and frappuccinos are also insanely good. I've also had a red eye if I need to, if I like want to not want to die. That's red eyes are pretty good. And yeah, I treat migraines with coffee as in if I have caffeine migraines that I just get more coffee and then it goes away, which is great. I am a full-on fledged addict, and that's okay. It is my vice that I will be with until I die. So this is true. And when are we getting the next vampire episode? So right now it is to be announced. I don't even know. I know right now the author, Skiller, is taking a break from writing part 6 right now because he's working on side projects that will be out pretty soon. Maybe with me involved in them. So right now it's not even written yet. So we'll have to wait a little while and see when the Master of His Craft gets us his next episode. So yeah, so I guess right now we're kind of, it's to be announced. From Kreeleen. You are exceptionally talented with your voice. If the opportunity were to arise, would you voice a character in a video game or anime or animated show? Well, you're very kind. And funny enough, I would love to. I would jump at the chance for fucking anime or animated shows. That sounds dope as all hell. But funny enough, I actually am coming into a DLC for a video game. I think it's Warhammer. That'll be out pretty soon. I do have some clips that are in my collaborations tab that have my voice as like one of the big baddies. So yeah, that's going to be fun. And I got some more lines I still got to send him, but, yeah, it's look out for that stuff. From Miss Creepy Tales. Why are the BB...
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
These your favorite BBs? True, true. Because they are the BBs? What's your top 5 anime? Ooh, top 5. Let's see. Elfen Lied, number 1. Angel Beats, 2. Attack on Titan, 3. Corpse Party 4 and Zom 100 so far has been very promising. So I'm gonna say that's 5. From at Lady Spookari. Again, what is one video game you have been meaning to play but haven't gotten around to? So I guess I'll put 2 of them there. One of them is Baldur's Gate that I've just never gotten the chance to really get too far into and play. The other one is Remnants 2. I've wanted to play it for a hot minute. I just got it recently, but I just haven't had the time yet. So it's one that I still want to, delve through, and maybe I'll take a week, maybe just do nothing and just play video games, and that'll be fun, man. Yeah, see how it goes. From Mistress Magpie. What do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years? Would you consider adopting more pets? Do you ever get nightmares? Biggest fears, if that's not too personal. Are you scared of spiders? No, it's not too personal. You're fine. In 5 to 10 years, hopefully still doing this. You know what I mean? Fuck a 9-to-5. Fuck all that stuff. I would want to do this for as long as possible. Would you consider adopting more pets? I think one is where I'm sitting at right now. I do have a dog. His name is Jinx. But whenever he does eventually pass, then I'm going to be getting 1 cat, and that'll probably be the only pet that I'll be getting for a while. It'll just be maybe just 1 throughout. Do you ever get nightmares? Yes. I used to all the time. I used to have sleep paralysis and all that stuff. But nowadays, it's just like, ooh, big spooky, and then I wake up, right? It's not too bad. Biggest fear? That's a good question. I hate heights, so I guess skydiving without a parachute, being forgotten, losing all of my subscribers and my fucking YouTube channel going by, that would suck. That's also rough. And I am not scared of spiders. I actually used to own a tarantula back when I was a kid. So I love spiders. I catch them and try to throw them out into the front yard if I can get them. I don't usually kill them unless they're dangerous to like bite me or Jinx. So yeah. From Haley Clark. Firstly, I'd like to thank you for all of your hard work, and I absolutely adore your channel. I appreciate it. I'm happy you enjoy my stuff. My questions are, if you were on death row, what would be your last meal? Oh, shit. And totally different question, who is your celebrity crush, your awesome V? Thank you, I try. If I were on death row, my last meal, a gun, eating my own bullet. I don't know, man, maybe, chicken quesadilla. That sounds about right. That sounds good for me. I'm not a complex man. And my celebrity crush, I guess if I were to say, the lead singer of Evanescence, probably. That's the only thing I could think of right now. I didn't really have too many, I'm not gonna lie. From @Nala, what's something you want to learn how to cook? fried rice, preferably. I'd love to learn how to make chocolate cake from scratch. That sounds really, really good. Maybe a cheesecake from scratch as well. I've tried it once and it fucked up. Like, it looked like the goddamn, like continents on the fucking planet, right? It did not work. So I would love to learn how to do that next time. Yeah. From @LadySpookaria. What is your favorite scent and what is your favorite book that you think everyone should read? So I guess my favorite scent is probably sandalwood. I also like lavender. That's all I can think of. I like cinnamon. Cinnamon's great. The smell of coffee is very good. That stuff is great, man. I also have a cologne that I have that was picked for me by my sister, and it smells amazing. And I think it's got sandalwood and some other stuff in it. It's so good. Oh my god. But it's great, man. Yeah, very cool. So what is your favorite book that you think everyone should read? It's got to be the Gone series by Michael Grant. There's like 9 books. It's just great. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's about, 9 books, maybe 10, depending on when the next one comes out. It's a lot of good and also fucked up content. It's just great times, man. It's just great, man. Yeah, I very much enjoy them, and I'm rereading them, actually, just so I can get a feel for the new season of it that's out now. So, yeah. very fun, very gory, very cool stuff, man. Very fun. From Hard Hat Garage. What's up, homie? If you could choose to do anything you wanted to, but only for a day, what would it be? I'd love to be a superhero, like, bulletproof, flying, all that kind of shit, laser beams, fucking invisibility, fucking ripping people's fucking spines out through their backs. That shit sounds dope as fuck. I could also, like, just cover my face and do all that shit and, like, oh no, it's a superhero that killed these people. And then, like, that's it. Because, like, I'll be normal the next day, so it'll be fine. I can fucking fly around the earth and fucking do whatever the fuck I feel. I can fucking take cars and just lose my shit. Dude, it sounds so fun. I don't know. That's what I would do. And that's all the questions that we have for right now. Thank you guys so much for listening and for supporting what I do. I hope that you all enjoyed this episode of Interview with a Vidpire Part 5. There will be a new one coming out December the 2nd, so be on the lookout for that. So thank you for supporting what I do. I love y'all. Thanks for being so cool and so patient and for asking questions and for having this be my living. It's insane, man. I fucking love my job. And you guys are the reason why I can do this. So thank you. Hope you guys enjoyed. I will see you all in the next video. Have a good day. Wear your seatbelt. Don't be an asshole. It's be good people and all that. Okay, bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.